Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joined us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Doing well this morning, and we're looking toward the vote in Schenectady last night. We talked about this story. It had to do with the number of city court judges, and the mayor has been overridden.
Yeah, the Schenectady City Council last night overrode Mayor Gary McCarthy's veto of their earlier request that the state legislature keep judicial staffing levels at four judges in Schenectady. It's been an issue for McCarthy, who faces the likelihood of building court space to suit four judges. That's what the Office of Court Administration wants. And he wanted to go down a judge and not have to build anything. Well, the city council, which the lawyer that works with them and with the mayor's office is the nominee to be that fourth judge coming up, voted to ask the legislature to be sure to keep those four seats in place. So we'll see if the mayor takes legal action as he has threatened, but that remains up in the air.
Meanwhile, we have state legislators, Mike, saying they're uncomfortable with ex-state Senator Jeff Klein, who's still the subject of a public ethics investigation of alleged sexual harassment, going to work for a lobbying firm.
Yeah, that's right. Mercury Public Affairs has decided to hire Jeff Klein. And it is stirring some controversy at the Capitol. He's the former leader of the breakaway Democrats, so he's not terribly popular with the mainstream Democrats anyway there. And as you said, he still faces allegations that he forcibly kissed a female staff member. Lawmakers say they have concerns about meeting with any lobbyist who faces allegations of sexual harassment, but they stopped short of saying they would cease doing business with Mercury. Of course, this year's legislator could be next year's lobbyist. So it's one to watch.
We go to an aide who apparently sexually harassed another aide in Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. The optics certainly aren't good, especially since Gillibrand has been way out front on the Me Too movement.
Yeah, that's correct. Senator Gillibrand has had a hard time getting national coverage of her campaign and lags most of the other Democratic presidential candidates in the polls. And now she's facing something that kind of gets at the heart of issues that she's made a big point about, sex crimes and harassment in the military. She also demanded Al Franken's resignation over sexual harassment. Politico brought to light that a staff member of hers, who she had hired to be her driver and then a military advisor, had allegedly sexually harassed another aide who subsequently left Gillibrand's office. Gillibrand's office says they investigated the complaint and determined that it didn't meet the standard for sexual harassment. But when Politico, which broke the story, informed Gillibrand's office that it was also investigating allegations the staffer joked about rape, he was fired. Gillibrand's office would only answer our questions in writing on Monday.
And finally, quite a story about an activist for immigrants who says he thwarted an effort by ICE to arrest two men in his car last week.
Columbia County's kind of been a hotbed of activism between those who support immigrants in the country and ICE that want to get people out who are here illegally. But an activist for the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, Brian McCormick, says that he had taken two men from Central America to a local court to answer traffic tickets. And as he was driving away, ICE agents stopped the car and said they were investigating the two other men in the car. Well, they stayed silent and invoked their right to keep silent and stayed put in his car. McCormick demanded to see a judicial warrant, which the agents didn't have, and they needed a warrant signed by a judge to get inside the car and at the men. ICE agents called Hudson Police, and McCormick called his lawyer after the ICE agents mentioned the penalty for harboring migrants. Standoff lasted about 20 minutes before ICE agents left empty-handed, McCormick said.
Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor for the Albany Times-Union. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Great. Thanks, Dave. I'll talk to you next week.